Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris.
Is that right? Whoa.
Hello. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? My name's Chris Fairbanks.
I'm Karen Kilgariff. Can I turn this off?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought you meant the recording device. That would have ruined everything.
Can I turn off this podcast? I've had it.
Can I turn off this Zune 4-6? Okay, your cough is peaking. Okay, so far off to a good start.
Are we peeking out in the red?
We are occasionally, but I think it's looking good. We're on the 2. Is this the 2 freeway?
It's the 2. It's 4:30 in the morning.
It is.
For real.
This is it's a weird time of day. This is one of those times of day where I've told you I tend to question where my life is going.
Sure.
I don't know where the sun is.
Right.
Which makes me nervous, and I feel like I've made life choices that are wrong. Kind of like being high. I feel like I'm high and
yes,
I'm paranoid.
That makes sense. Now, if you watch the new that new Cosmo show, I bet they'll tell you that when the sun is gone, it's just on the other side of the world. It's not gone forever.
Wait, that kind of throws everything off, because from what I know, the sun dips into the ocean. That's not correct?
It does in a way. It does in a way. But wait, we need to introduce our guests before we get any further into our philosophical rambling.
Yeah, I have thoughts about this.
Please jump in. Do you have a mic?
I do. Right here next to me.
Sweet.
Yeah. Talk into it.
Talk
like you're doing stand up.
Oh, hello.
Like
is
you're
that,
doing
is that good?
Radio.
No,
in a
that's
car.
A little high.
A little high.
Get
a little
further
down here.
Okay, let's fix these levels on the 2.
All of them down here. We're on the two.
We are listening to the voice of Ian Carmel.
Hello.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing as well as one could be doing at 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
What'd you do last night, Ian?
I did a show at a country club in Brentwood.
Ew.
An all-Jewish country club.
Oh.
And I, too, am Jewish. But it was the worst. They were all, like, 80 years old.
Oh, I saw your tweet about, you talked about the Holocaust and they didn't like it.
I went into material. I'm like, here's some good Jewish material that I wrote about being Jewish. Maybe they'll relate to that. And then in the middle of the joke, I'm like, oh, this ends with a Holocaust reference.
Oh, you only realized it halfway through?
Pardon my choice of words, but the train had already left the station.
Yeah.
And it was hard. At that point, and I was like, well, maybe they'll think, because it's not like making fun of the victims or anything like that. It's making fun of me. And
nope.
Still no.
No way.
No, not at all.
No, that train took you straight to Auschwitz.
It did, directly to Auschwitz.
It probably makes them so uncomfortable. It's the same thing that's making me just not want to talk right now. I feel like I can't even make a comment.
Oh, does the Holocaust shut you down?
Yeah, it does.
Comedically?
I usually get in the fetal position.
It's not rich comedic territory.
No.
For a very few small group of people can joke about it.
Maybe one more generation and then it's open.
Yeah, then it's
then
just
the copyright wears off the Jewish Holocaust.
Those lucky children of the future that are going to get to reference one of the worst atrocities of all humankind, I would say.
Just Bergen-Belsen jokes for everybody.
I wish it was already the future.
So that's what I did last night. And then
that's so terrible. Wait, were you alone?
I was alone. I was alone. I had to drive, and like the show's at 8, so I had to drive from Glendale to Brentwood, which is far.
Yeah.
And
that's as far as you can go.
It's as far as you can go without being in the ocean. And at like rush hour. So that led into me having to do that show. So awkward. They were out of the salmon, which is what I wanted.
Oh.
So instead I had like kind of a very flavorless flank steak.
Was that, would you consider that your Holocaust?
That was absolutely.
That they were out. Yeah. See, yeah. See, once you get comfortable, you can also make jokes about it.
That's right. But we're pretending it's just the three of us in this car, but yeah. I can't tell you how many letters we're going to get.
So
on this.
It's the three of us and the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, driving to the airport.
We should pick up my lawyer on the way to the airport, yeah. Just in case.
Good Jewish lawyer, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
And we're now taking you to LAX, where you will then go where?
I'm flying up to Portland, Oregon, where I'm from.
That's a city that you reside in, or you now live in Los Angeles?
I now live in Los Angeles, yeah. Although I fly to Portland quite a bit. I'm going up to visit my girlfriend, who still lives in Portland.
Your girlfriend?
Your girlfriend.
My girlfriend. her name is Amber, and she is a girl, and my friend, and my girlfriend.
That's great. It's important to have both of those in one person.
You need to have both. I mean, you can have either. But not for too long. Well, I guess you could have the friend part forever.
Whoa, sorry.
It's okay. But one of the things that we like to provide to all of our guests is a constant, steady fear of the end of their life.
That honestly felt like I wasn't driving. I was just like, oh, I hope we don't go into that wall.
Like we're at a Universal Studios ride.
They need to get away from the wall.
Somehow launch right into an animatronic shark's mouth.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Now, how did you meet Amber?
We met last summer talking on Twitter.
Cute.
Very cute. Very
cute. That is cute.
She was and still is incredibly funny on Twitter. And then that led to us text messaging each other. And then that led to us meeting. And then we kind of dated all last summer. But it was tumultuous because we both knew I was moving to Los Angeles.
Oh, that's hard.
It was. It led to all sorts of dramatic events.
Yes.
And flare-ups.
Right.
And then I moved to L.A. and we stopped dating. And, like, I each dated other people. And then about a month ago, we kind of rekindled it and decided that we had ruined each other for other people, at least for the time being.
That's good. That's a sign that you're meant to be together when you realize you're ruining other people's lives.
We had, just by dating them, because we each other weren't the other person. It's 4:30. Yeah. Like, everyone I dated in the meantime, I was, like, measuring up to her, and it wasn't working out, and she was going through the exact same thing. So we decided to try to make it work long distance for the time being until we could figure out a better situation.
That's terrific. That's how you know you've
that's
found
terrific.
Love. That's how you find love, is when you acknowledge the wake of despair you've left behind you,
and
trying to see other people.
Everyone else just seems like a gray lump of mashed potatoes compared to that one person that seems like a neon sign when they walk in the room.
We're
a speedboat
that crashed through a dock, and everyone who's left in that pile of flotsam and jetsam, you know, they'll swim to shore. They'll swim to shore. But check out this sweet boat. It's a pretty good boat.
Are you doing anything else while you're there? Or are you just having sex with your girlfriend?
Wait,
I feel like that was maybe the wrong... Oh, good. I'm glad you just kept talking. No, I...
What's her Twitter handle?
What I said without color.
At McNorfin.
Okay.
McNor... F-I-N, and that was N as in Nancy back there. M-C.
Is that her last name?
No.
Nancy McNorfin?
It's not. No, Amber. her name's Amber.
The
and then the McNorfin thing, I think, is the name of a troll doll?
Cool.
That she got it from some book that she just had lying around. When people were picking Twitter names, it was like the second coming of people picking that first email address.
Yes, totally.
Which was always an embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
So that's what she went with.
So that's not her given name. That's a Twitter chosen name?
It's a Twitter chosen name, yeah. They changed it at Ellis Island.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course. That's the only reason you go
Twitter
to that
chosen.
Island. You are?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm going to just blurt stuff out.
So am I.
I've decided that.
This is one of our more Tourette-y episodes.
It just feels like nothing's real.
I know, right? That's what 4:30 a.m. does
yeah.
to me. Like, when I woke up, I just feel like I'm moving like a slightly slower frame rate than reality.
But I also love it. This reminds me why I love driving people to the airport. And I don't know if we've talked about this yet on the show. But my aunt Kathleen used to live right near the San Francisco airport. So anytime you had a big thing. Oh, shit. Am I doing this wrong?
I think we're still in good shape.
Okay. I think we can keep going. Yeah.
On the 110?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Anyway, my aunt Kathleen used to drive everybody to the airport. She was like the hub, and you'd go to her house first.
Yeah.
And she'd like make you breakfast or whatever, and then she'd drive you to the airport. So it was kind of like every trip was a weird family function. And it was, I don't know, it always left me with just like good, fun feelings. The idea that people would go to and from the airport by themselves, dry, makes me kind of sad.
That is, it's nostalgic and sad.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful story.
And wonderful also.
And it's a wonderful service that she brought. It is sad and lonely going to the airport alone. Especially if it's on the way to a gig.
Yes.
Like, at least now I'm going into like someone's like open arms, which is nice.
Yes.
But when you're like, when it's like 4:30 a.m. and you're driving yourself to the airport so you can fly to Kansas City.
Oh, man.
And that was kind of our mission statement with this podcast. It's to leave people with a feeling of, you know, that they're loved. Just a sort of security blanket, just that you can take to that whatever cold hotel room, or warm, depending on how they maintain the heat.
Cold hotel rooms and hot microphones.
That's what we should have named this.
We can rename it. That's no big deal.
So we want to send you off with, you'll be fine once you're in your girlfriend's arms. But in the meantime, while you're on the airplane at least, can you...
I will think only of you two.
Thank you. Thank you.
We just wanted a promise ring of some kind would be nice.
I can make that promise right now, and I'll begin fashioning the ring out of this Pellegrino can.
Promise on the 110. That's my new Harlequin series.
Handing over the Letterman jacket you're wearing will do just fine.
I'll bump that right off my shoulders and leave it right in here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, he left his band pin on it.
Promise on the 110 also almost sounds like one of those screamo bands that was around for a while.
Yeah.
Like Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah. Saves the day. Yeah.
Promise on the 110.
Promise on the 110.
God, I miss those bands.
They'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Have they gone anywhere? Maybe it's just me getting old and I'm not paying attention anymore.
I feel like we live in the right place to see them live.
Ooh,
even those original ones. I feel like they were all from in and around Los Angeles.
Shit.
What happened?
I think I missed the 105 overpass.
One thing about driving and podcasting I found when I am the one behind the wheel, it's very hard to try and talk and then drive at the same time.
Yes.
I think also, we're still okay.
Are we okay?
I think so.
I'm going 60 miles an hour. I just realized, too.
As long as we keep tailgating this diesel gas truck, I think we're going to be fine.
I'm just going to ride in his wake. And we'll get better gas mileage that way.
We're drifting behind a diesel gas truck.
All Tokyo style.
We should Tokyo drift before we drop you off.
We should. We should Tokyo drift the whole way to the airport.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's the reason I installed this new parking brake.
You guys should Tokyo drift me up to Portland. We don't even need to do this airplane thing.
Yeah.
It would be so fun to go on a road trip.
I
haven't been on one in forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially
let's do it.
With a group of friends.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So fun.
Pick the right mixtape.
And then start fighting over that mixtape.
So important to fight.
Until someone... it
gotta
is important.
Fight.
Yeah.
It is important on a road trip to get in a fight. I think we're driving far enough to the airport that we can fight during this trip.
Yeah, that's true. We
just
can figure
give it that.
Something out.
We should. I maintain that there are a couple good Eagle songs, and that's why I threw them on that.
I totally disagree.
No, I'm with you on that one.
This is our first road trip fight.
This is great. I love this. Let's get this bronzed.
I prefer Don Henley's solo work.
The friendliest fight of all. Should I just skip over there? No, I'll get arrested, right?
I went and saw the Eagles in concert earlier this year. Not on purpose, necessarily. But
you just kind of wandered in?
Where I work, like, my boss, Chelsea Handler.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know her.
Chelsea Handler.
I've heard of her.
She's on television.
Chelsea Handler.
Her manager also manages the Eagles.
Oh, shit.
So the Eagles were doing, like, a series of concerts at the Forum, when they reopened the Forum. And they were having, like, a big dinner. And I got invited to that dinner. So we got to sit and eat, like, free ribs while the Eagles did six songs. And Joan Baez came out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's terrific.
And did a couple songs. And in addition to that, James Dolan, who owns Cablevision and the New York Knicks, and he's, like, this rich kid. Like, his dad was the person who...
He's a kid?
He's a... Well, no, he's, like, in his 60s, but his dad was the person who... It's a good distinction. He's this rich old man, but his dad was the person who did all the work. He has a band, because of course he does.
Of course.
And Joan Baez went up first, and then James Dolan and his band, and then the Eagles.
Oh, that's...
So he had Joan Baez open for him.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy forever, right?
Yeah, he's a fool.
He's a fool. I can't believe, like, in his brain, he was like, well, this is okay to do. I'm better than Joan Baez. I'm no the Eagles. I'm not, you know, egotistical.
That's so crazy.
It was crazy. Joan Baez, best of the whole night. But the Eagles live sound exactly like they do coming out of your dad's radio.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They're album perfect.
Album perfect.
Sorry, I'm adjusting. So professional. This is a new Zoom H6. I just thought I'd drop the... I don't know why. It's one of our sponsors, I guess, is what I'm deciding. That's the only reason you mention brand names is
if
they're paying.
Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I gave them a little money. I guess that's not technically a sponsor.
Yeah, you're sponsoring them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, in slow little increments.
Somewhere in their lunchroom, there's a picture of you.
The most valuable employee. I'd love to be on a plaque.
Oh, wouldn't that be
someday
nice?
One day.
There.
I've never had a real job.
Is your name not on any plaques anywhere?
They sent, when I my album came out with Rooftop, they sent a little plaque.
Oh,
there you go. You got a little
rad
plaque.
Yeah, yeah, that was nice. They mailed it to the house. The glass was shattered. I replaced it. But it still meant a lot. Still means a lot to this day.
Right, to this day? How long ago was it?
Since my album came out, I don't really want to evaluate how my career's going, but it's been a couple years. I guess I should. I should have a new album by now.
The one thing I was going to say about this podcast, we keep talking about ways to get on the map. We all know that there's 1,000 podcasts out there.
Yes.
I was thinking, what if we viciously gossip about people during the podcast?
Oh, I love that.
Right? And then it'll be like a word of mouth. Did you hear what so-and-so said? Well, it'd be one of us three.
Yes.
Right? Just vicious, totally erroneous, incorrect gossip.
Oh, I love that. Incorrect gossip.
Yeah, like someone's pregnant type of thing.
Well, I mean, you guys know I live with Ron Funches.
Oh, shit.
Is he pregnant? Let's say it. Let's just say he is.
He's pregnant. He was still awake when I got up.
He's pregnant with possibility, that Ron Funches.
He is pregnant with possibility. And some pregnant pauses in that act, too.
I love Ron Funches so much.
He's the best.
I love his pauses.
Yeah.
I do. That's one thing I learned from, like, watching people like Tig Notaro, that you can use pauses... As a firm, you don't have to just continually talk like I've always done.
But
right,
that's your style, Chris. That's
it is
how
my style.
You do.
I guess that's my style.
I have to also continually talk.
I do too,
especially at like an awkward Thanksgiving dinner.
Yo, yeah, just keep the anecdotes
coming the whole time. Sometimes I'll try to sink into anonymity during a Thanksgiving dinner, and it never works. Do you guys experience this? My whole family is very fascinated with the fact that I have an entertainment career at all. So whenever I come home, every meal is like built around them asking me questions about it.
That just means they're proud of you.
It's very nice. It's very nice. But it's also like, well, I want to hear about how my brother's trucking business is going.
Right.
And I don't get to.
He should start a podcast. If he wants people to know about his life, he has to start a podcast.
Maybe he needs to go to the airport soon.
I've done stand-up long enough to know that eventually they quit asking.
Really? Okay, good.
And then you're just talking about the trucking company, because we kind of run out of stories.
Right, they kind of get it, right? They don't want to hear about how Fargo was.
We already heard how Fargo was last year, son. So
was it
tell
different?
Me.
No?
New 18-wheelers? the other son is just waking up from a nap. Oh, it's my turn now?
That's a classic my sister used to always say, because my family... Keep it up, sir.
Yeah, drive like
fucking
a murderer.
Asshole. Yeah. Ugh.
Just
he's with the city.
Yeah. Enjoy, I hope whatever utilities you're rushing to are in order.
Or on fire.
They better be on fire.
He's got a meter to read.
My sister used to do the thing at family parties.
That's his friend.
I think I was. Am I going too slow?
No, you're driving perfectly.
My sister used to do the thing where people would come up to both of us, but then go, which one of you is the comedian?
Oh, no.
And my sister used to always go, it's her, I just shape her.
Your sister,
lines.
Margaret Cho. Your yeah. sister, Margaret.
That's right. We had a wonderful melting pot of a family there in San Francisco.
I'm sorry I interrupted. What would your sister say?
She would say, yes, no, she's the comedian. I'm just the one that shapes young minds because she's a grammar school teacher.
Oh,
that's perfect.
You're very capable of shaping young minds yourself. It's just a matter of the where they see you.
Yeah, I'd like to think that some really young kids are sneaking onto the internet to listen to my punk rock comedy.
You just got to get the right kids. I know they do. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to do some colleges this year. Elementary schools. That's the gigs I'm looking for.
That's right. And you have to sneak in. They don't want you on their campus.
No way.
No, not with the language I'm going to use. No.
You got a 21 Jump Street your way into those grade schools.
It's a grammar school.
But all that means is put on the right sunglasses and carry a gun.
That's right.
And then no one will ask questions.
It worked for Channing Tatum.
He doesn't look almost 30.
I did love that movie, though. God damn it, I laughed so hard.
Wonderful movie.
So good.
I'm looking forward to the sequel.
I know, me too. Yeah. We went to that movie to hate watch it because we thought it would be so stupid.
Right?
And we were crying laughing, like so surprised.
I think I had a similar experience, except I was already told it was terrific. So I was wired to not like it.
Oh, yeah. So you had your arms crossed and you had to force them open?
Yeah. I was heckling it like one of the old men in the Muppets.
Yep.
I was also in a balcony that no one knew was there. I was really distracting during... I may have ruined the movie for other people.
Oh.
Because I was...
Because you're acting like a puppet.
I was yelling at an old
Channing
man.
Channing Tatum, more like boring Hatum.
What? That just came out of your brain?
They tried to nudge somebody next to you, but it was just you. No? No. I saw that movie... I was on the road with old Kyle Kinane.
Oh, he's so old.
Old Kyle. He's 143 years old.
God damn that guy.
I remember young Kyle Kinane.
I don't. I've seen pictures.
Old. Let's try and forget the young one.
The young no-beard Kyle Kinane.
No, I like the bearded old man he's become today.
Very sharp chin. we were on the road. We watched it like outside of Boise, Idaho, I think. Like me, him, and Brian Cook.
Boise.
Laying in a hotel bed together.
Oh, that's adorable.
Watching 21 Jump Street.
Giggling.
Just giggling.
Tickling.
It's not a... poking and tickling. It's not a real road gig unless you're in a bed with a feature and the opener.
That's why people love comedy so much.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style.
Yeah, just yes. Ass to ass and waiting for a Wonka bar.
I was always obsessed with the grandparents all being in one bed when
right?
I was little. It was like... I had 8,000 questions that I couldn't ask about that.
I knew enough about my grandparents to watch that and just think, man, it must be smelly under those sheets.
Ugh.
I don't mean to be graphic, but old people, am I right? They get stinky.
Lots of odors that aren't available to us as younger, vibrant people.
Yeah.
Violet perfume. Powders, bunch of powders.
Because the sense of smell, it probably fades. So they think that's an appropriate amount of perfume.
Yeah, they don't
it's
know.
It's not, Grandma.
Just because your nose doesn't work anymore.
Mine does.
And everybody else's. Stop wearing Red Door. Guys, we're almost at the airport. It's crazy.
This is crazy. You're going to be too early. They're going to look at you like you're crazy.
They'll send me home.
Aw. Yeah. Should we wait outside for 30 minutes?
Absolutely. We should at least circle around.
Are you early?
Well, my flight's at 7, so I don't feel like I'm too early.
No, you're not. We're doing okay.
I always get to the airport too early, though, and then end up sitting there and reading the magazine I brought for the plane.
Yes.
The Highlights magazine
Your
back.
I can't recommend enough buying the worst book you can find at the Hudson newspaper stand.
Just something with some ghost sex in it.
Yeah. Lady detective that's also a cowboy. I swear to God... my friend Sean Tedrachi found at a library book sale.
He's so funny on Twitter.
Yes, he's amazing. And he found a series of Harlequin novels that are based all around women being pregnant and getting pregnant.
Really?
And it's one of the most upsetting. I was like, take those out of my house. They're, it's the funniest, weirdest thing. One of them was called She's So Pregnant. Yeah, it's about, like, women that are pregnant that fall in love.
What? Was Raven Simone in it?
That's So Pregnant.
That's So Pregnant. That's... Oh, God, I didn't watch enough Nickelodeon as a kid. I just got pulled rank. Oh, here we go. LAX airport.
Here we go.
Oh,
it's, you're the doing sign fine. Is blue. That's different than the green.
I'm on Virgin.
Virgin. Oh, just that's so sexy. Know.
Yeah.
Is that why you did it?
It's a night. That's a nightclub airline.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like walking into an iPod.
Oh, that's perfect.
Do you... I wonder if they still have this feature. It's been a while since I've flown Virgin. Since I was 21, actually.
Yeah.
Get it? That was a sex... Ah, fuck it. Anyway, I
gotcha. Wasn't with you. I wasn't you, with you.
For a while, you could contact another seat just by... And, like, text them.
Oh. I think you can still do that.
You should do that.
Has that ever not been awkward?
I can't imagine it's ever not been used to harass some poor woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
That's what it's built for.
Yeah, harassing some poor woman. Richard Branson, I'd like to be able to harass some poor woman on a flight.
Yeah, Branson was partying with Terry Richardson. And they were like, hey, do you have any ideas for our airline?
Yes, text the seat in front of you and say, hey, do you need a pillow or are the two that you brought with you doing just fine?
Ooh,
something like that. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I like your
38
like your
winking faces. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe like if you're not sitting with the person who you came with, you know, and then like no one around you is amenable to switching seats. Maybe then it's been used for something not creepy. But even then.
It's a situation that almost never happens.
Yeah.
They put in an entire
an entire thing. Yeah.
Just say, are you sure you are prepared to help in case of an emergency? Just send that to someone in the...
I've been watching you, and you don't look ready.
There was doubt in your voice when you said yes to the lady.
And the fact that you've just been napping this whole time, I don't feel like when we land on the surface of the water, you're going to take that door and throw it out sideways.
You can't open that door.
Is it Virgin's fault for not giving you a 5-hour energy? Yes. But is it your fault for not bringing your own? No. Yes.
It's everybody's fault.
Ian, what if we went around the airport in a loop one time?
Yes.
We don't immediately lose you. I just feel like it went so fast.
And I don't want you to think it's for selfish reasons, like, oh man, we need more podcast time. No. It's so you aren't embarrassed being there. Because TSA is going to give you a look like, oh, why are you here so early?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we should check your satchel more.
What's in your bindle, they'll say. Untie it from the stick.
I do have a bindle. I do travel with a bindle.
That's so Portland.
I learned that from old Kyle Kinney.
That old hobo.
There's just a harmonica and a crumpled up picture of a sweetie in there. That's it.
God, I love the airport.
Yeah, it's the best.
Huh? Like some airport sounds.
Smells
some
terrific.
Great sandwiches.
Just so people know it's real. Let's get some airport sound. Airport.
Airport.
Hey, the airport sound. Hey, you guys like being at the airport?
Don't do a cute voice just because we're at the airport. Oh, the cops.
Oh, the cops. That's the exact voice I did when I said airport.
I know, but I'm a girl.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Let's talk just very briefly
about
how this whole thing came about, which I love, because this episode was made, it made possible by a grant from the Jonah Ray Foundation.
Yes, made possible by a grant from the Jonah Ray Foundation.
Because he's the one that suggested we pick you up.
He did. Big thank you to Jonah Ray. Oh, we need to make that more NPR-y.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Thank you to our sponsor, Jonah Ray.
Jonah Ray made this podcast possible. And a grant from the Catherine D. John T.
Now, if you call in right now, you'll get a DVD of the Rolling Stones playing with the Beatles.
Wow.
A very drug-heavy concert.
They were all asleep.
Wow.
Now, everyone lay down now and drink the Kool-Aid. That's what I always think. That's my impression of PB. I've never...
Kind of coax you into doing something dangerous.
Over the radio waves.
Come on.
Your parents are holding you back.
What are you doing with yourself right now?
Imagine how much money you'd get if they were dead.
I've got
so dark.
Oh, they own that house, and you could own that house.
You could sell it, or you could live in it.
Sell it.
Think of all the options. Grab the pillow, place it over their old faces. Oh, that's terrible.
The best of their life is in the rearview mirror.
You're doing them a favor. Up next.
Your father's back hurts so bad. It's not getting better.
And we're going back through the airport return.
Airport return. I think we lulled ourselves to sleep for that MDR moment. Yeah. I'm tired.
It's funny because it really does feel like we're podcasting at, now 5:24 in the morning.
Fucking A. We really did it, though.
It isn't 5:24. That's wrong. I didn't want to...
But it's like 5:10, probably.
Okay. We're doing fine.
I have one of those things where I pretend...
Oh, sure.
I pretend that setting my clock at 15 minutes helps me not always be 20
minutes.
It's
funny.
You look at it, you're like, oh, God, I'm late. And then, yeah, you're okay. It's not really that far ahead.
Yeah,
I would do that for a long time.
It just makes me do math.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly minusing 15 when I sit in my car.
It's just so good at minusing
15. I don't understand how that works for
people. I'm so good at it.
I immediately wake up and go, oh, yeah, it's 5 minutes fast. And I can say it doesn't.
And then you can sleep another 5 minutes?
Yeah. I don't trick myself that way. It doesn't work for me.
You're too smart.
Yeah. Maybe a little magic in your heart.
Maybe I'm missing the magic.
Yeah.
You know what? I need to open my heart to more magic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Magic Johnson.
Through clocks.
So Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
Close magic, up. Magic Shell. You could probably have a lot more of that in your life.
Yeah, I probably should.
Your heart is right on the ice cream.
I now remember what it is. It's a liquid. It takes solid form once it hits the ice cream.
Yeah.
Probably not safe for ingesting. That's why you don't see it anymore.
That's why you give it to kids.
Yeah. They're fine.
That'll shut them up for a while. Poison.
Pickups instead of returns?
Let's do this part.
It is. A lot of times, I just like to see who's arriving at 5
kind of,
in the morning.
What kind of riffraff is coming into our fair city?
That lady. She's been dicking around with her bag since noon.
Get it together, lady.
Knock it off, lady.
Yeah, there's no bus that picks up people with dementia. All right. I know.
You know it'd be awesome there if we just saw Kyle Kinane standing there with a bindle.
Oh,
could you imagine? Just all by himself at the arrivals.
He would jump 2 in. 2 hours at a punk club in Reykjavik.
Oh, God, impression. You know, when people say they don't like them, I don't believe them.
How could you not?
They're great.
They are great. And that was a good one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's decent. He's an easy one to do. I don't consider myself a master impressionist, despite what all the papers say. But
I was reading that in the papers.
It's in the papers.
Extra Ian Carmel's impressions are sweeping the nation. Buy more war bonds.
Yeah, as FDR orders troops to push further into the into Belgium. Yeah, and then be right underneath.
And then have you ever heard?
Yeah.
Have you heard?
And then a joke article that said something about invading Turkey from behind. Yeah. They're all Joe. That's a sex. It's for. It's early.
Joke?
Yeah, it's
joke?
Early. It's
that
early.
Part it's of hard. The newspaper has a spinning bow tie that they built into it.
It's like, what's on this page? Squirting flower. I don't know about you, entertainment section, but
I
am not.
Flip over to the can of nuts section. Nothing to worry about over there.
Spring snakes. I don't like spring snakes. This newspaper is, one, dangerous, two, costs $45 per issue.
Three, makes no logical sense.
There's no actual news in here.
Why would I pick up a trick newspaper, of all things?
Well, maybe print wouldn't be dead if they did things like that.
Innovation.
Think about it, New York Times.
What if we just keep driving around and we never get to Virgin?
And we just forget? We just keep driving around? Then I would need you to take me to Burbank Airport.
Yeah.
Which is where my car is parked.
Which is what we do. All of a sudden, it's a two-part episode.
Here's the worst thing I could do as a podcaster. Uh-huh. What are you doing in Portland again that you said?
I'm going to seeing his
being
girlfriends.
In love.
Seeing my girl. That's pretty much it.
Oh, I thought you had a show.
No.
Get out of the car.
I'll be doing no stand-up comedy. Is that a tractor in front of us?
Ooh, tractors at the airport.
Why is it? We just passed.
Oh, it's a cherry picker. Okay. It's kind of a tractor. Kind of a forklift. I just like to think somebody just dropped off his poor old wife.
I love
that. Yeah, I guess.
Like a straight story.
Yeah.
I guess you're not going to till the fields with me anymore, Gretel. Gretel?
No. Yeah, no, Gretel works. Gretel
I guess
works.
Gretel.
Yeah. It's a little old-fashioned kind of farmery.
Hansel the farmer.
Okay, Here's airport return, but yeah. Is there a way to get upstairs? Or should I just go over there? What the fuck did I do?
Well, I think you should just go straight. Yeah.
And there's we'll, like...
Straight over here?
Straight like over there. Passing. Yeah, okay. Passing those cars. Passing them. Or just stay behind them.
Pass
It'd be hard to pass them.
I'm going to gun it.
Then we'll do a U-turn. Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to get from the bottom to the top.
Drake does.
Yay!
Popular song Drake has about bunk beds. Bottom to the top. Use the ladder. It doesn't really rhyme. It's just a 5-second song. I haven't heard much Drake. I know he's popular with the, comedic interviews and stuff. He's becoming more of a...
I only know him from Degrassi.
I met him briefly.
Degrassi?
He did our...
The junior high.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He played Jimmy. He was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
For real.
And then he became a legitimate hip-hop artist?
Legitimate. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Legitimate.
How did I didn't know that.
He did. filming Degrassi up there in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Decided he liked rapping.
Sure.
Eventually caught on with Lil Wayne's company, Young Money Cash Money.
That's a good name.
Young Money Cash Money.
Wow.
Young Money, Cash Money.
That's amazing that didn't ever affect his street cred. People knew that was his background, right?
Everybody knew it.
Oh, I think people try to have it affect his street cred, except for then Nick Cannon will always come up in some way. And then people will be like, Drake's fine.
Yeah, Drake's okay.
Don't worry about Drake.
Nick Cannon, who, for all we know, may have had a very rough upbringing.
Yeah. He was probably tossed around the apartment.
In the Nickelodeon studios.
Oh, did he come up doing like Nickelodeon stuff?
He was raised in Nickelodeon
studios. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. By a janitor. So they found him in a hallway.
A janitor found him.
I'm
going to
raise you
up.
Like you're my own.
And then, the scripts of the Amanda Bynes show. Oh, look at him.
He's laying on a pile of scripts. He's so cute. He looks like the Snuggles Bear.
The janitor was so good at wiling out, he passed it on. Long before it was ever a TV show. I'll teach you how to wild out, boy.
You'll make your way in this world. That was also Kyle Kinane impression.
Yeah. You'll be fine there, buddy.
Here's my Kyle Kinane.
Go ahead.
How'd that sound?
That's great.
I couldn't think of anything it would say.
What if Howard Kramer was trying to do a Kyle Kinane impression?
Oh, I think it would sound a little bit like this. Hey. Huh? What do you think? All I do with my impressions, I just say, hey, like it's an introduction to what might be a conversation. Okay, here's a bunch of K cars. You know these are all government people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeping an eye on
Hello,
us.
Hello, Mr. President. So incognito. Okay, this time we really are going to take you. You don't have to worry anymore.
Yeah, I won't mess it up. That was kind of awesome to go to the departing upper deck and then accidentally find yourself on the very empty arriving lower deck.
Yeah,
the duality of man, you know?
It really was.
Yeah.
As in heaven, as is on earth.
As it is on earth.
The old saying.
Amen. It's an old saying.
You know the old one that we used to say to each other?
From that book? That book we never read?
That big book.
Yeah.
People love that book.
Giver.
The Atlas.
The Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree. Shel Silverstein. That's a really fun name to say in an overly East Coast Jewish accent.
Shel Silverstein.
Shel Silverstein will be here.
Have you heard what Shel Silverstein's been up to?
Oh, he wrote another poem. It's hilarious.
It's the
best.
It's awful, frankly, but apparently the children love it.
The children love it. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone. He's writing. What are you doing?
They're very bewildered by the potential of a sidewalk ending.
The way sidewalks end. I mean, I've seen sidewalks. Walks in, there
they
was
end
nothing
all
whimsical
the time. They end out in. I wish I knew some kind of New York reference.
34th Street turns right into a seabearing wall. And there's
that
no
is
sidewalk.
The end of a sidewalk.
And that's the end of it. I don't know if that's where he got it from.
I heard that's where he got the idea.
My cousin Morris also lives near where a sidewalk ends, but that's because Morris lives in Newark.
There's several sidewalks that never started in Hoboken. So that also might be an inspiration.
There's a poem I would read, The Sidewalk That Never Started. There's nothing but potential there. You could write about anything. But the sidewalk ends very limited.
It's just a drawing and an engineer's little handbook. Here at JetBlue Airlines.
Oh, shit.
Nowhere near.
Wait, it's like
Virgin America.
I just saw it. Is it the next one?
Yeah, it's the next one. We're like Frontier, Allegiant.
Damn it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Allegiant.
Bonjour, Allegiant.
Allegiant. Bonsoir.
Made popular by their direct flight from Los Angeles to Missoula, Montana.
Is that true?
Do you need a ride? Sponsored by Allegiant Airlines.
Allegiant Airlines. When you're not sure if you need to fly somewhere or if you need to pledge to a flag. Shit! It's so early.
It's really hard to make your brain. This is a less. I mean, I think we've done great so far.
I think we've acquitted ourselves very nicely.
I wish we had done the whole podcast as Shel Silverstein's aunt. Because that was really something really satisfying about it.
I think that our sidewalk riff.
Pretty great.
It's legendary. Probably better than most sidewalk riffs.
Absolutely.
It was better than the gossip plan that I had earlier.
The gossip plan would have been great. It's just we just never really went anywhere with it.
Right.
Well, but I will tell you this: what I was beginning to say about Ron Funches is tax evader.
Ooh, me too. Everybody
tell
is.
Everyone.
Yeah,
he's not actually a tax evader.
Nobody pays taxes.
No,
it says audit all over that guy's face.
You don't have to when you're a comedian, right?
That's no,
right.
No. They say file your taxes. That just means put all your receipts in a filing cabinet.
That's right.
As far as I know,
throw it into the ocean.
Hey, say hi to your wonderful girlfriend.
I will. Thank you guys
I
for
know,
the ride.
This was so delightful.
This was wonderful.
Good times.
Good
it's
times.
Good to see you. Sorry, I had my back turned to you the whole time, but that's just the nature of a car.
It's all right. It's all right. I didn't take it as a sign of disrespect. I didn't even notice it until now. Now I'm thinking about where that come from.
Now I've rubbed you the wrong way.
I definitely consider
Well, now
it.
I'm giving you a peripheral.
You want to give me a peripheral? Hey, like, the halibut vision.
Hey, how about that?
Perfect.
Good to see you, buddy. We
good
just shook
see
hands. Because that didn't pick up on the mic. Thanks, Ian. Have a good flight,
bye,
buddy.
Bye, Ian. Travel safe.
I get my headphones from you.
Oh, of course. Of course. All right. Here we go. Lisa, those will unplug. I take those out. Perfect. Wrap
are
those up for him.
Off.
They are. They
we'll
are off.
Them, we'll wrap them up.
Oh, wow.
That was the best trip to the airport ever.
Yay.
I hope to see you again soon. Let's hang out when you're back. Let's go watch wrestling.
The comedy doings.
Yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. The comedy doings. Yeah, he's delightful. He
oh,
is
the moon,
delightful.
The moon is all the way up.
The moon.
Bye.
Oh, the moon is all the way up.
The moon is nowhere close to leaving.
Yeah.
It's still dark outside. There goes Ian Carmel.
There he goes. He's delightful. Oh, he forgot something. Wait, he had something left to say.
What happened?
Did you leave something?
I'd like to leave my bag unattended for 1 second. Just to
that's leave. Illegal.
That,
I'm going to call the police.
I can't believe it's just sitting there.
He left his bag unattended. Like a straight up bomb.
Remember that guy, that airport security guy in Burbank who looked like angry Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, the man who scared you so badly.
Yeah, he really scared me. I don't know why. I think that's more has something to do with my relationship with Shaq.
Yeah, you and he. You've had a tumultuous
well, you know,
time.
I mean, a lot of people know about it, but he wronged me. I was supposed to be in the NBA.
He wronged me.
He did wrong me.
He wronged me good.
Oh, this guy. Nah, go ahead.
No,
just go
ahead.
For
you're
it.
A
you're
big
in an
white
unmarked
van.
White van.
You fucking kidnapper.
Yeah, where are you taking those kids? I don't know if a kidnapper van would have a number 96. Like, it's a fleet of kidnappers.
Yeah. It's we can't kidnap you right now, but we can send someone else to kidnap you.
I thought of a funny idea. What if there's a kidnapper that had one of those stickers on the back that said, "How am I driving?"
Okay, I'm with you.
So people call in.
Right.
Because he legitimately wants to know, but then that's how he gets in trouble.
So he does need feedback on, like, getting away.
Yeah.
If he peels out. I'll tell you this. Here's a creepy thing that happened.
Uh-huh.
I am actually kind of a weird sleeper. So I was awake at, you know, 2 in the morning one night.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I know, that sounds late. And I went and looked out my front door because my dogs were barking or something. I can't remember. And I watched as a white panel van with the side panel door open turned down my alley.
Oh, wow.
Like right at the end of my block. And it was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen because it's like, imagine a white panel van driving with the panel door open.
The only time I've seen that is when someone's delivering papers. Do you think maybe it was a paper delivery person?
Yes, it very well could have been.
Taking it slow because the papers are fragile because they had squirting bow ties and some of the other things we mentioned
trick
earlier.
News, yeah. Let's list off all of those things again.
I am in no state for a game of memory.
I am in no way going to list those things off.
I am in no mood for this. I just get out.
And then that's the day I left Chris at the airport.
Yep.
I think this was a great exercise and something we should never do again.
Just because, do you feel like you were speaking haphazardly? That's how I feel I was.
Yeah, there was a moment there
where I was interrupting
you
a lot.
There was a moment where I completely didn't understand something Ian said, like, as if it went through some kind of a coding machine, where I was like, and it might have been a reference, or it might have just been my brain kind of switched off for a second,
right,
where I was like, I don't understand that. Like it was a different language.
That's and it probably was something complete, take a left up here.
Yeah,
I think
it was,
is what he said.
I think it was easy and simple. My brain was just like, let's hold off.
It's hard. Did you sleep before this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, see, I tried to pull an all-nighter, and I'm afraid I've quite a bit of tequila in me. But
still to this moment?
To this moment. I have not yet urinated or vomited. It is still in my
vomited
body. I have not yet vomited.
Wait, and that was the party for Nate Craig's taping?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a I hope it was a taping. He did great. Nate Craig, comedian that I did a show with at the Nerd Melt Theater.
Nate Craig, wait, is this Sepulveda?
No, it will be.
Good,
just
good.
Follow that.
Because if I go through this airport again, I swear to God. And so who was there that was fun at that party? I never go to anything.
It wasn't so much, it was just kind of a standard show. I'd like you to stop calling it a party. It was a, just a show there. Kate Berlant was on. She's very funny.
She's
makes me laugh.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. I said when I was hosting, I haven't done that for a while, and when you're hosting, you have to say things in between comics.
Yes. So,
to, like, cleanse the palate of the audience, I suppose. But for me, I see it as an opportunity to blurt just things that don't make sense.
Sure. Blurt your blurtings.
I think I said, Nate Craig's up next. Please, I think you're going to love him. I think that's was my intro for him. And when she, when Kate was done, I said, she's great. I think she's smarter than me. And it seemed condescending. I don't know. I was trying to say that I really do think she's smart, but it came off weird.
Yeah. It was the tone of your voice, probably.
Maybe it was. I was yelling it with both my middle fingers out.
And that sneer. That mustache sneer.
I was playing a snare drum. puns. There's always a place for them. That
they're,
wasn't one.
They're always right there.
Oh, nuts.
Should we end this thing? The sky is very pink right now.
Oh, it is
very
pink.
You see that? I think that's smoke from those wildfires.
Oh, right. The more wild they are, the more pink they are. That's what they always said.
Drive by. That's what they always say.
Should we go to our Taco Bell location?
Yeah, I was going to say, should we go to the Sizzler?
Of course we should go to the Sizzler. Are you kidding me?
I believe it was Kurt Hopkins, who is a person that we know on Twitter. I know in real life. Suggested that we do an all Sizzler episode from the airport Sizzler.
Really? Based on our mention of Sizzler last episode?
Yeah. And our borderline fight about going to Sizzler.
I think it's a great... It depends on what you get, but their taco bar. Come on.
Really? For real?
There's that show, No Reservations, with...
Anthony Bourdain.
Bourdain. And in Koreatown, they went to Sizzler. And the guy he was with just made, like, a meatball taco, and that... And they loved it. They were like, this is delicious. And it's something about that show, the way it's edited, made me think, Sizzler's pretty good. Even though I've been there.
It's not.
No, but I because of how well-packaged that program is, I was like, I want a meatball taco.
I swear to God, all I can picture is, like, months and months before that episode, them sitting down with, like, the head honchos at Sizzler, like, we are going to give you $500,000. Can you please make it look like the food at our restaurant is edible and not the most depressing experience you'll have in your adult life? Because that's it literally looks like people drop their grandparents off there and leave them there all day.
Yeah, it is. It's like a city of lost elderly.
It is. Aww. And then the chicken has that kind of thing where they try to make it look like it was charbroiled, but it absolutely wasn't. So it just, like, they stuck
that black
stripes of black shit on there.
They are actually painted on. You see that a lot in a low-grade, grade F chicken.
Yes, grade F.
racing stripes.
Yeah.
Oh, chicken.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the deep eking process. Let's not think about it. That's it. I'm going vegan.
Let's go vegan right now.
Yeah, I can't. We didn't. I'm on board. Let's not eat meat anymore.
I like you were saying that. Like, we talked about it already, but we never did it. So let's really do it this time.
Let's really. No more just talking about it, which we haven't done yet. Let's do it.
Let's skip the talking phase.
Do not even
go
look.
Straight to full.
Do not even look at this McDonald's on the left here at Manchester and Skippity Airport. Oh, my God. I'm shutting down. Someone make me a bed so I can lie in it.
Skippity Doo. When you shut down, you turn into Popeye. Yeah.
McDonald's. Oh, no. Oh, everyone loves impressions. Everyone does.
Shit.
Spinach. I mean, shit. Well, we are, I think we should
absolutely end that.
We should wrap this up. What better intersection than La Tiara?
And airport.
Yay. Well, it was a pleasure driving with you.
And you as well.
I'm going to get out here.
Bye-bye. Are you going to the airport endoscopy center?
Yes, I'm going to the medical center, airport endoscopy center. Just ask what an endoscopy is. I hope it doesn't mean a camera in my pee hole. All right, I've been Chris Fairbanks. That's Karen Kilgariff. I just made her laugh. Okay, bye.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.